From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Hey, hey, welcome to Grand Country Rewind. Thank you to each and every one of y'all for joining Mike and myself for an hour of some really great classic country music. I am Jamie Hagee, and welcome to Grand Country
Rewind. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, I'm Mike Patrick, and we're excited to play you some of the best classic country music here in town, and I'm also excited, we have a strawberry cake here in the vault of classic country music, thanks to Nina Massengale.
Right.
That's the mom of Wayne Massengale,
yep.
Mother-in-law to Melody Hart, grandmother to Garrett and Dylan Massengale.
That's true.
And she makes that thing from scratch.
Yep.
If you hear some people never got one at a bake sale or something, you're missing out.
That's right. We'll give you the address to their house and their phone number, and you can
just
go right
up Nina's cell phone.
Yeah. Tonight's solid gold lineup includes Jerry Reed, George and Tammy, Leona Williams, Don Williams, Gene Dove, and a gospel song from New South.
And our featured artist this week, Vince Gill.
This week's Vintage Branson Moment features Branson's second show to start here, the Presley's Country Jubilee.
Tonight we kick off the show with a 1971 crossover single by the famous Jerry Reed.
Doesn't get much better than Jerry Reed.
Mm-mm.
This song was Jerry's most successful on the country chart, peaking at number one for 5 weeks. It was also his second song to cross over to the top 40. This song was featured in the Scooby-Doo movies where Jerry was a guest star. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I do too. We like it, and we know you will too. From 1971, here's Jerry Reed with When You're Hot, You're Hot.
It's on. Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money. Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well,
when you're hot, you're hot.
I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal.
Always wanted a big two-story house back when we lived in that little two-room shack.
We wanted fame and fortune, and we'd live life the way the rich folks do.
We knew somehow we'd make it together, me and you,
with dreams and hopes of things to come. We worked and never stopped. We bought that big two-story house and soon became the envy of the town. With all our work behind us, we'd finally settle down. I've got mine too. How sad it is, we now live in a two-story house. The house is filled with rare antiques. There's marble on the floor, beauty all around us like we've never seen before. There's chandeliers in every room, imported silks and satins all about. We filled the house with everything, but somehow left love out. Now we live,
yes, we live in a two-story house.
Oh, what's brand new?
But there's no love about.
And I've got mine too.
How sad it is, we now live in a two-story house. How sad it is, we now live in a two-story house.
From 1980, with the first single from their album Together Again, that was George Jones, Tammy Wynette with Two-Story House.
We have to take a couple of minutes here for some words from our sponsors, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment when we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight, one of my favorites, Vince Gill.
Yep, it'll all be right here coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious, clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
She was standing at the front door,
From 1993, that was Vince Gill with a number one hit song, One More Last Chance.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This segment is our Spotlight Artist Moment. That sounds important.
Mm-hmm.
We feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music, and we'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, it's Vince Gill.
Vince Gill was born on April 12th, 1957 in Norman, Oklahoma. His father, J. Stanley Gill, sounds like a lawyer, doesn't it? J. Stanley Gill was a lawyer.
Oh.
I guess I'll read ahead.
If you've been injured in a country music accident, call J. Stanley Gill.
He was not only a lawyer, he was also an administrative law judge, but also played part-time in a country music band. Lawyer by day, country singer by night. He encouraged Vince to play guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, sounds like Jamie Hagee, and dobro, as well as pursuing a music career.
He did a little better than I have. In high school, Vince played in the bluegrass band Mountain Smoke. He went on to perform in the Boone Creek Band alongside fellow performer Ricky Skaggs. I've got a cassette of the Boone Creek Band somewhere.
Do you really?
Before making the move to L.A., where he joined another bluegrass group.
There were bluegrass groups in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In the 70s, it was hot.
Well, I love it. Mm-hmm. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, Vince performed with several bands and recorded quite a few albums. However, he only achieved moderate success until he reunited with producer Tony Brown in 1989 and released the album When I Call Your Name, which sold over 1 million copies. This was followed by many more successful albums, including Pocket Full of Gold, I Still Believe in You, which the title track of the same note was a number one on the U.S. country music charts.
On August 10th, 1991, Vince Gill became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. On November 5th, 2014, at the 48th Annual CMA Awards, Vince Gill received the Irving Waugh Award for Excellence in Country Music. This was only the fourth time the award had been handed out. The previous artist to receive the award was Johnny Cash. In August of 2016, Vince celebrated his 25th Opry anniversary.
Well, how about this? Vince Gill has recorded more than 20 studio albums, Ooh. Charted over 40 singles on the U.S. Billboard charts, and sold more than 26 million albums. He's also earned 21 Grammy Awards. 21 Grammy Awards. That's not nominations, folks. That's the awards,
mm-hmm.
which is more than any other male country music artist, and he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2007.
Takes a big mantle to hold all those.
It sure does.
Today, avid golfer Vince Gill spends time with family, including his singer and wife, Amy Grant, whom he married in March of 2000. He continues to perform and tour, and the couple will be performing several dates together in Nashville later this year.
We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star, and of course, we start with my pick. Every Summer has its song, and I had to pick this one, released June of 1991, and the title is Liza Jane.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, When I Call Your Name, released in 1990. It's the third single from his album of the same name.
Right now, here's our featured artist of the week, Vince Gill.
That body. I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you. When I walk through the front door, my whole life was changed. 'Cause nobody answered when I called your name. A note on the table that told me goodbye. Said you living a lie. Oh, your love has ended, but mine still remains. But nobody answers when I call your
was our featured artist of the week, Mr. Vince Gill.
Some great songs. Tell you, one time I met him, kind of. I was in Nashville eating at Houston's restaurant, which we had one here. They're really good. And I'm walking out of the restaurant. There's a guy sitting on a bench. I'm like, man, I know him. And of course, I always think I know people, and I'm waving to people I don't know. And so as I walked by him, he nodded, and I said, well, hi. And I walked outside, and my friend Depp goes, do you see Vince Gill sitting there? And that's who I thought was my friend. Yeah. Lucky he didn't trip me.
We'll get a restraining order
against you. We'll talk about that next week. Coming up next, we have one of our very favorite artists, Leona Williams, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's second founding show, the Presley's Country Jubilee.
Stay with us for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for authentic country music, look no further than the Town Home Country Show. Branson's Entertainer of the Year, Jamie Hagee, is the best at bringing country music to life. You'll love Branson's Fiddle Player of the Year, Melody Hart. Comedian of the Year, Jared Doherty, will keep you in tears. Enjoy all of the songs that made you fall in love with country music. Showtime is 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
That was Leona Williams from 1970 with a song she wrote, recorded, Yes, Ma'am, He Found Me in a Honky Tonk. Now, you want to note this, Leona is going to be our guest on Branson Country USA, along with star of Hee Haw, Lulu Roman.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up May 25th, so get that on your calendars because you won't want to miss it.
Two of my favorites.
Hi, this is Bob Lefteridge, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in Branson, and this week we honor the Presleys' Country Jubilee.
It all started back in 1963. The Presley family began a music show at the Underground Theater. That was near Talking Rocks Road, mm-hmm. there in Kimberling City. Talking Rocks Cavern, actually, with special guests from the Ozark Jubilee, which included Red Foley.
Heard of him.
How about that? Mm-hmm. They made history in 1967 when they built the first theater on the now famous 76 Country Boulevard.
51 years later, they continue to entertain millions of Branson visitors, and they also have a weekly television show on RFD TV. You can watch it every week and enjoy some great music.
Yeah, and find them on Facebook, too, because they post a lot of videos there. I enjoy those.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the Presleys at Presleys.com or call their theater at 417-334-4874.
With our Vintage Branson moment this week, here's the Presleys' Country Jubilee with Old Sweetfoot.
Hi, I'm Matt. Tell me what you think. Bear tracks, bear tracks, come back to me. Better get your rock and roll too late, cause the bear's got a little thing headed through the game. He's big around the middle and he's quite across the room. 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been a guy, ain't never been a tree. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Saved up my money and I bought me some bees. They started making honey way up in the trees. Cut down the trees, but my honey's all gone. Oh, stupid, made himself at home. He's big around the middle and he's quite across the room. 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been a guy, been tree. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. The wind is coming on and it's falling below. The river's frozen over, so where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll run him in the well. We'll shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell. He's big around the middle and he's right across the run. 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, ain't never been tree. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Hey, that sounded good right there. It's old Slewfoot from Branson's second founding show, the Presley's Country Jubilee, with this week's Vinny's Branson Moment.
Time to pay the bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
I'm going to stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike and myself, along with this week's special guest stars, my favorites, the whole cast of Down Home Country, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Folks, two words, self-promoting.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Self-promoting. Anyway, it will be good. Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here, Grand Country. And each week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from our humble little Branson Country USA.
This cut takes us back to February 13th, 2015, and features Gene Dove from the Ballknobbers.
Oh, yeah. Gene was with the Ballknobbers for 32 years, and I'm telling you, nobody sings a country song like Gene Dove.
Here's Branson legend Gene Dove with Home in San Antonio.
Thank you. Haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still have my home in San Antonio. When I meet my neighbor with a how you are, I'm wealthy as a king up on a throne. You can have your mansion or your cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Yeah, I've traveled o'er the country on my merry way. Been in crowds and felt I was alone. But when I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm the native son of San Antonio. Well, there's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's gonna be my very own. Then we'll get a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. For our little home in San Antonio.
Time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Like sands through the hourglass.
As the stomach turns.
I'm just telling Josh, you know, we probably got 6 to 8 minutes. He's like, man, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
Let me know when I need to wrap it up, son.
Leg timer.
We'll wrap it on up.
What's going on, buddy?
Man, we had a busy week. Got started last weekend with the Elvis contest.
Good time.
Yeah, really good time. The best attended Elvis festival since it started. The judges, myself, Golden Third of the Ozarks, Mike Patrick, and Ronnie Craig all did a fantastic job, I think, picking the winner. I think we got the right.
It is cool when we know that we're on the same page. Yeah. You know, we've made the right decision. Because, yeah, folks, we don't, you know, well, there's a number system. You know, mm-hmm, we rank people 1 through 10, and we don't know what each other's done and how that's tabulated. So once all the papers leave the table, we sat there and mark, and I think all three of us had the top three.
Yeah, we did.
And just a little variation on the...
And it was just, I'm sure, just a point or two,
yeah,
here or there.
It'd be neat to see how that...
It really would, but there again, you know, I'd be almost kind of scared, be like, oh, am I that much off from from everybody else? But it was fun, and they already announced the dates. They escaped me, but it's the second week of April next year. Tickets are already on sale, and they sold out, y'all. They sold out like a month or so in advance.
Exactly. So. I know people that Tuesday were buying their tickets, already got their credit cards in hand. So folks, if you're interested in that, and if you haven't seen it, I encourage you. It's a fun evening. There's some great Elvises. Mm-hmm. There's some ones that have a different interpretation.
Yes,
maybe.
Boy, that's a great way to put it, Mike.
I may run for office, buddy.
It really is. I'd vote for you, son.
But also a special appearance by Tony Roy.
That was so awesome to see TR back. Tony, he was the best Elvis tribute artist for probably close to 25 or 30 years.
Yes.
He had some really bad health issues last year. Ended up in a coma for a couple months. It was so awesome to see him and to get to love on him. And you know, just he looked good.
He looked good. And I'll tell you, that applause is going to go a long ways in his recovery.
Yep. And I asked Tony, I said, Tony, is there plans for a reemergence? I'm working. It's so good. And then I looked at his wife Mel, and she's like, "We're making progress." She's like, "That's it." I was like, "That's good, Mel."
I promise you, that little walk on that stage was a shot in the arm he needed to probably
To get him
work
over
a little
that
harder.
Huh?
Yeah.
So if you miss it, it'll be next year, and April will be the 13th annual Elvis Tribute Artist Contest at Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater. And then earlier this week, man, I've just been bouncing all over the place. New shows are opening. I saw the Comedy Jamboree, even though it's been open for a while.
Well, the new show didn't really get in until second week of February.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's been...
So they rehearse and perform at the same time.
It's been a little bit longer than I like to wait usually, but I got away with my lady friend and came over and saw it. And I tell you what, Shannon and Justin and Andy, there's something wrong with those boys. There really is something wrong with those boys.
They're cooking, aren't they?
They really are. Had a great time.
Couple three years of working together now, you're really seeing the fruit of
They that. Really are. They're really starting to hit their stride. They really are. Music was good. I noticed the Hank song was in there, son.
Well, I sure it might have been for JC.
Yeah, I sure do enjoy hearing Hank Jr. whenever I go out. Comedy Jamboree was fun. I do want to give a shout out Friday night at the Welk. Trace Atkins and Billy Dean.
How cool.
Are performing. Billy was here the last couple years. He decided to go back out on the road. That 90s country is super duper hot right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, good on Billy. You know, there's a market for it. And I think that Billy sort of timed his Branson experience just a little bit too early. You know,
I would agree.
He came to town right when there was a bigger demand for him on the road. Look at Gilly.
Yeah.
Kind of the same way. He cut his dates back and left, and then he became in demand again, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So like Johnny Lee said, if you want to get booked in Branson, just move away. That's one of my favorite quotes ever. That's Friday night at the Well. That's the first in a boatload of up-close concert series coming. One really super cool thing that happened earlier this week, Ripley's Believe It or Not, is hosting, or housing, however you want to say it, the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK. Supposedly, they paid $5 million for this dress, wow. And it's on like a Ripley's tour. So it's going to be here for a couple months, and just really, really crazy to see that thing.
I saw it once in New York City. It was the Metropolitan Art Museum. Mm-hmm. I just had to be there. I mean, weird timing, and there it was. So I'm going to go see it again, but folks, catch that dress. It's amazing when you see it. The thing was pretty much see-through.
Transparent, as we like to say.
That's probably more politically correct. You don't really tell that on the pictures of the video mm-hmm. when you see her singing that to him. And the dress, the story goes, was sewn on her. It was so tight, she put it on, it was sewn on her. She couldn't sit down, and it had to be sewn off of her to take it off.
Wow, get the same ripper to get Miss Monroe out of her dress. That's awesome. But it really is cool to see that, man. And that's the awesome thing about this area that we call home, is that you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Last year, the Titanic had all the movie props and costumes. This year, they're doing a salute to women on the Titanic. You got this Marilyn Monroe. There's literally something always going on in town.
And that's a good point, because I think back in the 80s, you'd drive by the Lowe's Sisters Theater, mm-hmm. and there's Conway Twitty on the marquee, mm-hmm. there's Loretta Lynn, there's mm-hmm. Porter Wagoner, there's all these stars, and sometimes when you drive by it every day, it's not special.
Right.
And you don't, I'll always be there, I'll go see that. And I never got to see Conway Twitty live. And I kick myself, how mm-hmm. many times did I drive by that theater, and he was there two shows a day.
How long was Johnny Cash here?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see him. I was just a dumb
Willie Nelson,
a dumb punk kid. No, I don't care about going to see. Oh man, did I give my right arm right now?
Absolutely. So when we tell you these things,
yeah.
don't just kind of that'd be nice. You know, Saturday afternoon, or we've got kids or whatever. Get out and go see Marilyn Monroe's dress. It's a piece of history.
You know, it's like listening to your parents. Okay, you don't want to hear what they got to say. Yes, I've heard it a thousand times before. I know. But once you get older and realize, wow, they were right. As much as so Mike and I are like your Branson parents here, telling you to get up and get out and do something cool. Legends of Golf wrapping up this weekend. Whole lot of people in town. Seriously, guys, get out and do something fun. There's no time like the present.
You know, we say, you know, the good old days, but, you know, the good old days are happening right now.
Yeah, they are.
There's some great things going on in Branson. And Josh will tell you all about it. You can stay with him at multiple places around this town.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonTriLakesNews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live on your news stands. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK here locally in Branson. And then we wrap it up with a bow every weekend on this fine program.
And we appreciate you. Yes. Right now, here's the First Lady of Country Music, Loretta Lynn. You Ain't Woman Enough. My man.
I love it.
You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. Take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy 'em anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can. 'Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Don't need. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you, but I know where I stand. And you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy 'em anywhere. For you to get here. It'll be
take my man. No, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
From May of 1966, the First Lady of Country Music, Miss Loretta Lynn. You want to stay with us? Coming up next, we have a gospel song from New South. So stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
Don't miss Branson's number one country show, Down Home Country, starring Jamie Hagee, Melody Hart, Jared Doherty, and the Grand Band. This show brings to life the music you will never forget. April 23rd through May 4th, residents of Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas can come see Down Home Country for a special $5 area appreciation rate. For reservations, call up the folks at Grand Country, 417-335-2484. Showtime is 10 a.m., and we hope to see you there.
Back to Grand Country Rewind. I don't know where the time has gone, but it has come and gone.
Flies by, doesn't it?
Thank you for joining us this week for 1 hour of classic country music.
It has been a good time, and you'll want to stay with us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest stars. We have the entire cast of the Down Home Country Show from right here, Grand Country. That's all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Here with this week's gospel songs, our boys New South with a gospel favorite. Sing along if you know the words. Here's Daddy Sang Bass.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. Family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there, singing seems to help the troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'm gonna join them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle round the throne. Will the circle be unbroken?
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother was joined right in there in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. And now little brother's done, gone on, but I'm gonna join him.
Sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help the troubled soul.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'm gonna join them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle round the throne.
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there in the sky, Lord.
Really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.